Hey, welcome to the new episode of Tori 37. I think that sometimes I get my best inspiration probably late at night when most people have gotten to sleep. So what I want to talk about is fate and how sometimes you can't force what happens to you. Sometimes it just does. There are certain circumstances in life that have led us down the paths that we go down. And sometimes we look for signs that things are going to change, things are going to be a little bit different in life. And that's not always the case. Sometimes we have to dig a little bit deeper within ourselves to find those changes, to go forward, because we realize how hard it is to be stuck in a mundane situation or just feeling like nothing is going to change, that we're forever going to be stuck feeling complacent. And that's not what we want for ourselves. So we often seek out validation from things that, you know, we wouldn't normally look for. Whether it be numbers, whether it be words, whether it be, you know, conversations between you and your friends, just venting and understanding where, you know, the direction you were looking towards. Sometimes you kind of need that extra push in the right direction. So when you make the final trigger point to do that, it's easier. And that's not to say that a lot of things that go on in my life personally, I think that some of the things that I've done in my past where, you know, I haven't been able to figure out why these things happen, you know, the whole everything happens for a reason. I don't think it always applies to everyone. I think it's just a general statement. And I think that I had to experience a lot of things along the way to understand as to where I am now. I would go back to, you know, when I used to work at my old job before the hospital. I used to work in a sub shop, and that's where it taught me, you know, a lot about leadership. I had to work my way from the bottom to get where I wanted to be. You know, sandwich maker, then I became a shift leader, then I eventually became assistant manager years later, and then I finally was able to, you know, basically help run my own store, which I was very proud of. That was something that I really, really worked hard towards, and I really never thought that would happen, but I had the backing of, you know, the people who made the big decisions, like the owners and, you know, management, which helped me get to the point where I could have that, you know, assertiveness to, you know, work towards what I needed to do to become a better version of what I was. And by the time I walked away from that situation and started working at, you know, for the hospital group that I work for, I was in a better place mentally. Walking away was hard, it was emotional, but at the same time, I knew it was time after all those years for me to make that big jump. 13 years with any company is pretty impressive, and, you know, they are forever, you know, a big part of my heart, and that's something that I was able to take away, that even today I can, you know, talk to them about anything and be there, you know, with circumstances that have happened and know that, you know, there'll always be that rapport between us, you know, people who become family. However, there was the learning process of, you know, starting from the bottom again and working my way towards something. So when I worked in Cahaven, it was really difficult because I was unsure of myself. I was not strong. I was, you know, being pulled in multiple directions. And I worked two other jobs during that time. I still worked at my old job, and then I worked at a convenience store of sorts. And I was just trying to, you know, work my way through this. This was like not too long after my mom died, so, you know, I was still in the process of grieving that and, you know, working the extra jobs because I had to pay for, you know, my upcoming wedding. And that was, you know, a toll. But at the same time, I kind of understood that, you know, now, you know, mom's gone, you have to really step up and do the things that you need to do. And my fiance at the time was doing the same. So it was, you know, a give and take type situation where, you know, he was putting work into it, I was as well. and at the same time keeping myself emotionally strong because I was going through such a very hard time because obviously I lost my best friend. My mom was my everything, and I'm still, to this day, she's still a big part of me. Whether she's here or not physically, she's still a big part of what I do as a person, why I do what I do. I know it's kind of hard to explain unless you knew my mom personally. It's one of those things where, you know, she was much bigger than what life had to offer. And while she suffered, I know that she's peacefully resting now, and I can take solace in that. And it helps me, even though I still grieve. I think, like I said before, I will forever grieve her death. And there are people who understand that, and then there are people who don't. But that's beside the point. Back to my story. Working those three jobs helped me to kind of understand the inner workings of other things that I wanted to do. So by the time I started working closer to home, it was easier because I was established somewhat where I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to be able to move up in the position that I had and use that to apply to something different. And after a while of being there, I applied to be team lead and I got the position. And while that wasn't the easiest position, because a hospital is much different than working, you know, solo in a franchise type situation, so I had to learn all the inner and outer workings of that. But luckily, like I said, I was able to take the tools that I learned in my previous position, could kind of apply to that. And, you know, I was able to make a lot of friends there. And, you know, while not everybody likes you, and, you know, that applies to every job that you have, I was okay with that because I knew the purpose that I was there for. My goal was always to work in a doctor's office. And that was my specific goal, working into that situation. And while it took me 4.5 years, I finally got into that point. I do work in a doctor's office now. I work in internal medicine. And I'm pretty proud of how far I've come. I went from working in a cafeteria, working as a screener during the pandemic, also, you know, putting myself in the position where I was able to take what I applied and finally reach my goal. Now, that's not to say that this is the last goal that I want to reach within the company, but right now, that's what I feel I'm happy with. What I do on the outside of there, obviously my writing and this is something that is secondary, but I know I keep it very, how do you say it? It's a linear experience. I try to make myself available to any opportunity that comes my way where I can better myself. And that's something that I'm always going to do. I will never stop writing because that's something that I enjoy doing. And I will never stop doing this because I feel that even if 10 people listen, I've still got an audience. And I don't ever expect it to hit, you know, 1 million or anything. I would be pretty happy with at least, like, I don't know, 7,000 people have listened to this. I'm, you know, halfway there with that. I have 3.5 so far. So, I mean, I'm pretty close to my goal. My audience grows. It's something that I feel like it's an organic experience, and I don't really talk about it at work because I keep that part of me separate. I mean, if I mention it in a conversation, it's very brief. My thing is this: I don't want to be known as that girl who does that. I want to be known as, well, this is what you do here, and anything else is a bonus. But what I do talk about, like relationships, and I try to listen to people the best that I can. I try to be the best friend that I can be because I know what it is to feel stuck in a position where, relationship-wise, this goes for friendships, this goes for anything, and I'm talking about in general, not, you know, current, where you just, you need that person to lean on because you just don't know what direction you should go. And I know what that feels like. I've felt stuck in the past. Sometimes I even still feel stuck. When I get writer's block, which is the worst, I write a lot and then I put them in my drafts and I'm just like, I don't know, I don't think people would read that. I think I should just keep that to myself. And sometimes that doubt that I have starts to really take over my life. So much so that it really affects how I feel mentally. And that's not the purpose here. For somebody who writes about mental health, you would think that I'd have it all together all the time. That's not completely true. And I don't ever say that I'm a professional. I'm just like you. I'm my own person. And we all go through mental struggles. And that's not to say that, you know, I'm having issues of any sort. What I'm saying is, I want you to know that not everything is perfect in life. And that's okay. You use those experiences and you go forward with it. So the last time that I had sat down to write, I was sick. I had the worst migraine, the worst sinus headache, and I was typing on my phone. And usually, like, my blog, the site that I have, it will auto-save everything. So I'm writing, and then I'm getting ready to, you know, pick up a picture or, like, a graphic to end what I was saying. I've gone through this long explanation as to what's been going on, like my upcoming surgery, my preparation for it, and, you know, basically walking people through that. I go to hit save. I'm thinking that it's saved. I sit down and I look at it, and it's got the first like paragraph and a half. Stuff like that frustrates me. I started to get upset and emotional, and then I said to myself, you know what? Maybe it wasn't meant to be written that way. Take a step back and revisit that when you feel better. Because maybe the opinion that you wrote, what you said, maybe that's not what you're really trying to convey to your audience. Maybe there's much more that you want to say. And I've been on several doctor appointments since. And yeah, my opinion kind of has changed since what I was going to say. It's different. The tone and the approach I want to take is much different now. Because now I understand more. I'm put in a different position, and life is what you make of it. It really is. It's never going to be perfect, but it's going to be magical in some way. Now, I take my experience of what I've gone through in the last year with my hernia being discovered and the stomach issues just really spiraling out of control, where it's led me to believe that this isn't going to get better. And finally sitting down with my doctor and saying, hey, I don't want to be on medication for the rest of my life. I'm ready for surgery. And her suggesting and me going to these consultations. And during this time, I'm learning so much more about my body and advocating for myself more than I ever would have in the past, where I was just like, let's just sleep it under the rug. I want to have this appointment and be done with it. But you know what? The pandemic has taught me a lot of things, and that includes standing up for yourself and any pre-existing conditions I may have had. Thankfully, I don't have a lot of them. Going into this surgery, that's going to change my outlook on my life and kind of give me back what I've been lacking. I'm lucky that I have no comorbidities. I'm a 0 out of 5, and that's a blessing. That's truly a blessing. Am I scared? Absolutely, I'm scared. I'm scared shitless. I've had surgeries, but I haven't had a procedure where I felt like as an adult. Most of my procedures happened when I was a kid. So this whole being put to sleep stuff, it's different for me. And staying in a hospital, it would be one of the first times I've stayed in a hospital where my mom hasn't been present. And that's scary for me. She was always the person I held the hand of. She was always the person who kind of made me feel like everything was going to be okay. She was very reassuring. And I still have people in my life who are there for me, who do that for me. But it's not the same. It's never going to be the same for me because she's not there, you know? You know how you're always going to need your mom in some way? I've luckily have people in my life, like I said, and close relatives who, while they're not her, they represent a piece of who she was to me. So I'm thankful for that. And my friends and their support, which has been absolutely unwavering from the moment I told them to now, having that little intimate group of friends that I have. I mean, I have friends, and then I have my very best. And those are the people who are very close to me, who I tell everything to, who I speak to on a basically daily basis. There's not many of them. And sometimes I think that's a good thing because I like to keep my circle close enough and quiet enough that I don't have to worry about the information falling into the wrong hands, because a lot of things can be misconstrued and I don't want them to be. I want to be known for keeping myself on the DL. And that's not because I'm hiding anything. That's because, in all honesty, when you work for a big company, you kind of don't want to have your business out there. I don't want judgment of people. Most people would say, or a good portion of people, not my friends, not people I generally know, but those who don't know me, would say, what I'm doing is taking the easy way out. And let me tell you, the easy way out would have been to have this years ago. It was never offered to me because, let's be honest, medication and stuff like that, unfortunately, rules the world, and the financial kickbacks from it as well. So obviously that being prescribed to me and being put on the highest dosage of things was what was in the background most of the time. And luckily the doctor I have now, I'm thankful she is very willing to deal with, you know, the ramifications of what's happened to my body, and helps me and educates me on how to get better, how to perceive yourself better. And did not hesitate when I said to her, you know, before I had my stomach situation and procedure, she listened to me, and she listened to me afterwards, and she kept it real. And that was probably one of the most, I don't know, it shouldn't have been as painful as it was, but it was hella painful. And being able to, you know, basically put in the referrals for all the things that I need to do. However, as time has gone on and I've gone to these appointments and gone to other appointments, I've learned that, you know, I have additional things that are wrong with me, and I'm trying to really, really keep my surgical procedures this year to a dull, like, at least 1 to 2. Finding out that there was an additional issue with me at one of my last appointments kind of threw me for a loop. Now I have to have an MRI, and I'm claustrophobic, so when I've had CT scans, I flipped out. I panic because I don't like being in the air because of vertigo, and that's something that I've shared with multiple people. A lot of people know that, especially at the hospital. And also having a hormonal imbalance doesn't help that, because it kind of makes the perception of a lot of things very different, and I get dizzy very quickly. But it doesn't stop me from working a full-time job. It doesn't stop me from doing the things that I need to do, and it doesn't stop me from living. And that's something that I never will stop doing. I'm never going to stop living up to my potential. And that's something that basically I think I put on myself to be better. This year I'm turning 40 in July, and that's not too far from now. And there are things that I want to achieve, and I've achieved a lot in the last couple of years, but there's other things that I want to be able to do. I want to be able to travel and not feel like my head's going to explode. That's one of my goals. Getting on an airplane this year somehow. Hopefully it will be calmer towards the end of the year, where I'll try to attempt that. But even if I can't do that, there's trains. There's cruise ships. There's things that I could do. And, you know, visiting places that I loved before all this went down with the pandemic. I'd love to go back to Newport. I'd love to go back to Providence and, you know, visit the things that I used to. I just want to be able to feel alive again. And I feel like I've been so suppressed in the last couple of years because I didn't really have that many days off because of what was going on in the world. And now most of my other days off now are consumed by doctor's appointments, which I never thought was going to happen, but here we are. And being part of a community, which is going to help me work through all these things, it's different. I want people to understand that just because VSG, the Rune Y, RNY procedure is meant for weight loss. This is because I have a hiatal hernia, and it has affected me to the point where it is very painful to eat. It's painful to sleep. It's continuously, you know, something that has really bothered me. So in order to make the acid in my stomach tolerable, this is the procedure that was offered to me. And this will kind of help keep the acid at bay, and hopefully I'll be able to be off the medication for the rest of my life. Slowly wean myself. And as somebody who's lost weight on their own several times, over 100 pounds both times, I know that it's a tool. And that's not to say that I won't have setbacks. And there are things that I have to learn about myself. Most of all, love. Loving myself a lot more. The way that I sometimes look at myself is not the best. And I've been through a couple of rough situations in the past 6 months that I won't go into detail about, but I have to think about what is to come, what's in front of me, not what's in back of me. You don't look behind you for, you know, the validation that you need. You look forward, because the moment you look back, you're allowing that shit to come back into your life. And that's not what I want. I want to go forward. I want to be strong. I want to enjoy my 40s. Go figure. I want to be able to spend more time with my family and my friends and my other loved ones, and know that, you know, what you put into the universe is usually what comes back to you. And I feel like full circle completely in the past year. I let my guard down a lot, and that burned me. And I'm very careful about what I do now. Like I've said before, I'm very quiet in certain social settings, because I'd rather observe than to involve myself. And while that may seem odd to a lot of people, I've always observed, especially when I've worked in my other positions, not just for the hospital group, but in general, I've always observed. I don't know. I look at the inner workings of things maybe a little too deep sometimes, but when you've experienced from the outside, obviously, what goes on, you look at things differently to the inside. I don't know. That's kind of hard to explain. You'd have to really be in my shoes to understand that. And I don't have a problem with, you know, people judging me for being who I am. I'm not going to change myself for anybody. I don't feel the need to. I mean, if you think I'm different, you're probably right. I've always been different. There's never been a day where I've thought that, hey, Tori, you know, you need to be a certain way. It's just not going to happen. Because I learned that not being myself kind of would hinder my progress in life. And not being myself, I mean, if you don't like me, that's okay. If you like me, that's great. But in life, you're always going to come across people like that. You hear stories about, you know, things like that on TikTok, and, you know, people put out videos, and, you know, I'm not by any chance an influencer. I'm never going to try to be an influencer. I'm just somebody who wants to make a difference in the world. I want to be a person that kind of represents the catalyst that happened. And I don't want to change myself. Not one bit. I've talked to my friends about, you know, things, you know, content creation, which is very difficult. And if you're shy, I'm not shy, but I am very, very private. I've become very private about my life. And like I said, there's reasons. Obviously, also because you can Google me, which you can kind of find out things about me on the internet. But at the same time, the things that you can't find about me, I like to keep to a dull roar. And I've said that, you know, in the background, I've always worked towards, you know, working with companies and experiencing different things so that I can, you know, add those to my portfolio. And that one day, I'll be able to work for a company where I can use all of the creative tools that I have in my toolbox and, you know, make a career out of it. But until then, I have to work hard in what I'm doing and grow and learn from every situation I do. I'm a people person. I work with people, directly with people, and I get to see things differently from an office point of view rather than, you know, working in an open space that the hospital was. And I've noticed that how much it's changed since, you know, the pandemic. It's not the hustle and bustle that it used to be. It's very quiet. And I don't know, I think it's just changed the dynamic of healthcare. And, you know, we'll see how that goes. You know, going forward, everything is ever changing in the world, in life, with me, with my friends. And I don't think I would change any of that. I just feel like everything that's happened for each and every one of us was meant to happen. We had to face the challenges of life head on. And whether we liked it or not, the outcome might not have always been in our favor. And there's nothing wrong with that. Because when you see again from the outside, you begin to see what really goes on. And you begin to understand, and you have to learn, as we've all discussed with each other, not to internalize what happens. You cannot change the outcome. But what you can do is realize what course of pivot you need to make next. Never be afraid of change. I think that change is what we need in life. We can't always be stuck on the same page continuously. You know, you dog ear that or bookmark and, you know, continuously highlight that same area. But what are you doing? You're not going forward. You're not changing anything about your life. You're making sure that you stay stuck. No. Always, always give yourself the opportunity to grow outside the environment that you know best. Dip those feet into the water and realize that, hey, you're not in the small pond anymore. Not in the fishbowl. In the bigger lake. Massive springs. There's rainbows. No, I'm kidding. But there's a light that shines a lot better from the outside, because you realize that the things that you were meant to do, they're beyond that horizon. And you have to experience those things, because they're going to lead you to what you were meant to be, what you were meant to have as a career, whatever is good for your family. It may not always seem like that. The darkness, the envelope, sometimes it grabs onto you so tight that you just don't feel like you're gonna get out of that funk. But you do. Each and every time you dig yourself right back out of that mess. And I feel like when that happens, you gain a little bit of peace of yourself back. Because beyond those tears, beyond sitting in your car just screaming to yourself, there's a different experience for each and every one of us. When you go through, let's see, the death of yourself, so to speak, the death of a chapter in your life, closing of a door, there's always rebirth. We don't ever stop. There's no time limit on what we do. We just need to make it better. You don't force the outcome. You don't act like you're shocked by anything that happened. You take it. You put it in that little box. Compartmentalize it. And you move on. And I've done it myself, so I know what that's all about. And I know how difficult it can be. And how scary it is. The sweaty palms and just the fear of not knowing the unknown. Not knowing if this is the right decision for me. But if I didn't make the decisions I made, I wouldn't be in the position I am now. And I'm much happier. My sleeping pattern's still kind of questionable at times, but nonetheless, I'm in an environment where I feel like I felt the most growth in a while. And I wouldn't have that if I didn't take chances, if I didn't have, you know, I don't know, the experience that I had before. Not everything is going to lead to what you want at the moment. And sometimes we have to walk away from it. But we come back so much stronger. Like they say, the comeback is better than the setback, right? Right. But always know that the people who love you the most will always be there to help you through any of this. Your support system, whoever they may be, your spouse, your friends, your family, your ex-coworkers, your current coworkers. Always be thankful for that. The people who've walked you away from the ledge, so to speak. Be strong in all of your endeavors and never forget where you came from. But know there's so much more as to where you're going. Take care.